Black Diamond Broadcasting, welcome to another edition of ABC, Always Building Sheboygan. It's a presentation of the Sheboygan County Community Foundation. We'll be talking with some special guests again today. First of all, I want to introduce Noreen Keating, President, Sheboygan County Community Foundation, and our topic and our guest today. Noreen?
Mike, thank you very much. Very glad to be here. I am very much involved in the nonprofit world, as you may know, and I think Sheboygan's 251 nonprofits could use some applause on a regular basis and maybe some more information about how they can improve themselves. So today we have with us Scott Herzig, and Scott is with Northern Edge Consulting. Some folks may remember him from being with the chamber here as well. And we have Dan Cebulski, who is the city manager, who is going to talk to us later about the effect of nonprofits on the community.
All right. Scott, welcome back to the radio booth.
Thank you.
You've been busy, I know that.
True.
What does Northern Edge Consulting provide?
Well, when I left the Chamber of Commerce here in Sheboygan, I started my own consulting firm, Northern Edge Consulting. We specialize in development of the boards of directors for nonprofit organizations. Everything from bylaws to budgets to board training to executive director development, strategic planning, all the things that are important on the backside of nonprofits to make them strong and vibrant for their communities. We've developed over the years a framework for management success for nonprofits. We call it the five M's of nonprofit administration and association management, because these are the five things that every nonprofit needs to watch, no matter what their purpose in the world is. They need to watch these five things. So number one is mission. They've got to have a good mission and be doing something for to make a difference in their community. Money. Obviously, we live in the United States of America. Money is very important. But money as in, is this a sustainable organization? Are the dollars that are being given to the organization being used for the right things and the right intentions? Membership, from the Chamber of Commerce world where I come from, membership could mean actual members, but it could mean the donors also. Whoever the people are that are involved in the organization, that's under the membership M. Manpower is the next one. Manpower obviously is not just men, but it's the easiest way to slide that word in with the other M's. That's having the right people in the right positions, doing the right jobs for the right reasons. You've also got marketing. Marketing, the last M. How well are you doing telling your story? And that's part of the reason why this radio program exists. You know, helping nonprofits tell their story to the community so that they can grow and benefit the community that they serve.
Scott, a lot of people have passion about a certain cause. They like to volunteer. That doesn't necessarily mean you're a good person to have on the board of directors, right? There's a different makeup for each of those.
It is. And in the services that we provide through Northern Edge Consulting and the classes that we teach, we teach boards of directors how to get those right people, because everybody on a board of directors should be there because they bring a particular asset to the organization. Some people could be there because they provide leadership. Some people could be there because they provide a specific subject knowledge. Some people could be there because they provide access to resources of dollars or whatever. You've got to have the right mix of people focused on that mission to make those organizations go. And it's tough to say, but you're right. Sometimes not everybody fits into that mold. But if the person has a passion for the organization or a passion for the mission, there's a place to have them involved. It may not be the board of directors. Maybe a committee is better, or a volunteer, or whatever. But there should be a way for everybody to be involved in the right strategic manner.
Noreen mentioned 251 nonprofits listed in Sheboygan County.
That's phenomenal.
Didn't know that, but you start adding it up. There's a lot of things going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, it makes sense. And of that number, you've got the large ones, you know, Chamber of Commerce, Habitat for Humanity, United Way, all of those type of, you know, the Community Foundation. But then you also have the little ones that are doing stuff that's important, that may be under the radar in some places. And nonprofits add to the depth of a community and are so important for a community to be vibrant and to provide growth and opportunities. If nonprofits are not able to participate in the community, that's a detriment to the community. So anytime you can support, help, participate with a nonprofit, you're doing a good thing for your community.
All right, Scott, I want to switch gears and talk with our city manager.
Absolutely.
From Sheboygan, Dan Cebulski, kind of pick up right where you left off about the value of nonprofits in the community. But don't go away. We may bring you back in here in just a few moments. Dan, you've been city manager almost a year here in Sheboygan. You've been in some other communities. We're talking about the value of nonprofits. What have you seen, or what do you see in communities that's important from these organizations?
I think in government, there's only a certain amount of things that we can accomplish. The nonprofits fill that gap between business, government, and provide services that are needed by the community. I think Scott did an excellent job of mentioning some of the various nonprofits out there. But a perfect example of how a nonprofit could work was in Lorain, Ohio, had a problem with crime, and the neighborhoods were deteriorating and things along that line. They were frustrated with their government because the government wasn't responding to them. They weren't being heard. So primarily a group of African-American women, mostly over probably 65 or older, decided they had enough. They wanted to take back their neighborhood. So they put together a group, started going, put together a nonprofit, went through, got all the documents Scott was talking about, and they started something up. And what that ended up into being is a multi-million dollar organization that provided housing. They started renovating commercial space. They started doing job training. They started doing entrepreneurship training. Boy, that's tough to get out. For youth. And that was funded through the community foundations there in Lorain County. So there's a perfect example of how a community foundation, a nonprofit, and then obviously the local government, once they started doing these things, the local government was like, wow, we have to pay attention to that neighborhood. It's important. That neighborhood had crime rates probably 600% higher than the national average. There was all kinds of just, it was rough, and they turned it around to where they started to take back their neighborhoods one piece at a time. So I think that's an excellent example of how a nonprofit, a community foundation, and them investing in that community really made a change.
You mentioned it brings some depth to the community. You've got different missions for different nonprofits. It could be the Sedums Garden Club, looks to beautify the community, or it could be the economic development, such as the Community Foundation, to help do that. I think maybe most importantly, though, is that more people are getting involved.
I think that's great. You got to think about in this town, we wouldn't have hockey, soccer, baseball, and a number of other sports, art, music. Those are all provided to us by the nonprofits. And again, a lot of that is backed by the Community Foundation, private individuals donating money to that, and it's not being done by government, which in a way is good, because a lot of times nonprofits, they're on the ground, they're more efficient with those dollars, there's less regulations. A lot of times they can get things done faster than sometimes we can in government. I hate to say that, but it's the truth.
Now, in your time here in Sheboygan, you've been introduced, I believe, to several of these organizations. You've had probably conversations or discussions on what's needed. How do you think that's going to help going forward for the Sheboygan community?
I think there's a partnership that we're forming with the Community Foundation to do a number of things here in the community. This program is one of them that I think is very, very important to get the word out about our nonprofits and about potential area they can go to get help to get that started. Because it's not easy to start a nonprofit. It's not easy to maintain a nonprofit. There's a lot of regulations that are involved. And I don't think people realize that, because they always say, well, I'll just start a nonprofit and I'll get free grants. Well, I wish it was that easy. I spent half my career in the nonprofit world. It's a lot tougher than that.
This is ABC, Always Building Sheboygan, a presentation of the Sheboygan County Community Foundation. Scott Hersig is one of our guests today. Scott is with Northern Edge Consulting, talking about the value of nonprofits and how to get involved in your community. It's not that hard.
No, it's really not. And, you know, we've been talking about nonprofits. We've mentioned several of the nonprofits in the area here today. The real basic message is there are so many nonprofits and so many ways that people can get involved with nonprofits, whether it's through your church or whether it's through your business at the Chamber of Commerce, or there's organizations like Bring It Sheboygan that are providing a lot of the volunteers for the Michigan Main Street program downtown. You mentioned Sedum's Garden Club a little bit earlier. There are ways. Whatever your interest is, there is probably good chance that there is a nonprofit that participates in that same interest and would love to have you participating with them. Participating is a big word. It can mean a lot of things. It could mean serving on a board. It could mean being a volunteer for a quick strike, a kind of a community action thing. It could mean giving dollars. We hear a lot of times the phrase time, talent, and treasures. Yes, absolutely. Nonprofits want and need all of those, because as we've been saying today, nonprofits are what adds that depth to the community. They add that fabric of culture to the community. And without people being passionate about them, without people participating, without people helping them continue, the community can potentially suffer. And we have such a fantastic community here in Sheboygan with a lot of different opportunities for involvement in nonprofits. I would just encourage everybody to get involved. The show that we're doing today with the Sheboygan County Community Foundation as a sponsor on that, I think is a smart, solid move on their part, good strategic community partnerships. I would applaud that and encourage anybody to get involved with them or any of the other nonprofits in the area because they are of value to the community.
Noreen, that's a lot of information, a lot of positive information about the community and the role of the nonprofits.
Yes, I'm really grateful to Dan and to Scott for assisting us this morning. I think you can hear the enthusiasm in both of their voices about the nonprofit world. And one of the things that it struck me is that we perhaps need to talk about how you can get involved directly. So the Chamber of Commerce has a list of nonprofits. I'm sure if you call City Hall or something like that, they could probably steer you to something effectively. And the Community Foundation is here as well. And we maintain a bit of a warehouse for merchandise at Mother Earth's Remedies right on Main Street. And Kathleen would take your name and we would call you back and help steer you to a nonprofit in your interest area. And we want to thank you too, Mike. Thanks for your very good job here. And thanks to the listeners. You'll hear from us again.
If people want to know more about your organization, Noreen, what's that website or who can they call?
They can call me. My phone number is 248-672-2761.
It's SheboyganFoundation.org.
And SheboyganFoundation.org.
ABC, Always Building Sheboygan, presentation of the Sheboygan County Community Foundation. I'm Mike Grisdale, Black Diamond Broadcasting.